Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB mobile and listening for any calls.
Good morning, K2PCB. This is KE2GDQ. I hope the roads are in halfway decent shape for you this morning.
Yep, no need for four-wheel drive today. Unlike yesterday where we had one of the two westbound lanes sort of down to pavement, today we've got almost two. One really decent one and then one where it's hit or miss depending on where you are. Maybe it depends on how straight of a line people were driving in. But yeah, it's cleaning up real nice. In fact, I'm going at a pretty good clip and hear somebody passing me over in that lane. So yeah, I think everyone's confidence is back now that the roads are a little nicer. It is chilly, single digits, but yeah, on the move.
Yeah, yesterday when I went out to see Lenny, there was basically, because I drove in on Route 20, Broadway. Yeah, the traffic was slow, but it was steady. There was, you know, two paths for your tires, and I can imagine that it's not too, I'm assuming it's getting better, because it was getting better yesterday afternoon when I was out and about.
Yeah, and as everyone's cruising around here, I'm thinking, okay, is it, you know, because people are still getting into accidents. Obviously, the other day, there were a ton of people that were sliding off the road, especially on the throughways, and causing all kinds of jam-ups. But you know how when it's the first snow of the year, you're taking it really easy? How slick is this going to be? By the end of the winter season, you're just cruising around like it's normal. I don't know if it's that overconfidence or it's the right amount of confidence for these people that are flying past me. But either way, I'm cruising at a safe speed. Anyway. So how's Lenny doing?
I'd say overall he's doing well. You know, he's, what, 84 now? And he's slowing down a little bit. I mean, but for the most part, he's doing pretty good. He, he runs his own snowblower. He, shovels. He's staying active enough. But overall, he's doing well.
Yeah, it must have been quite a few years now that he's been retired. I would have to guess it's probably close to 15, is it not?
No, I think it's 7 or 8. Maybe 8 years.
Oh, wow. For some reason, it seems like it's been so much longer than that. I'm trying to remember the last time I had seen him, and it had been a while. I thought I was working in the clean room. That's why I kind of give that sort of time frame. I thought it might have been before I took over as production supervisor. So I was thinking like 2007. Oh, could it really be? No, I don't know. Maybe it was later than that. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, because we put the pressure clean room in 2019, 2020, and Lenny had already been retired for a couple years then. So maybe 8 years, I'm thinking. And it was about the time that FlexBeam really started to come on board, because I know he wanted to come in one time, and because the regulations had changed, he couldn't come back in the building to see people without, you know, going through that whole rigmarole of submitting paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, there should be something for retired employees where they can come back and visit. Even when Frenzel comes back to visit, you know, like he came back for the one luncheon or the cookout. I had to have it cleared through Ken Gagne, who then had to notify HR and oh, we think that's okay, as long as he stays outside. You know, if he wants to come in, he has to come into the atrium, but other than that, he's got to fill out paperwork. I'm like, really? I mean, I see people walking through periodically. They probably just bring him in the side door and just take him through.
Yeah, it always seems like the people that follow the rules have it harder than the people that ignore the rules. But yeah, that I would think that if you're retired, you know, you've had clearance there before, you know, I don't know. But to be honest, I don't want to go back in the building. Well, in some ways I do, but I'd rather see the people outside that I'd like to see.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to get in deep into the processes and discuss the projects. So aside from seeing some additional people, I can understand how it might not be all that value added. Another topic, I started that video series, that Mango Jelly Free Kid tutorial yesterday. I probably got through 6 videos, and it is for beginners. And it is for beginners, that's for sure. But the course seems pretty cool. The guy's pretty thorough. And, I don't know. I don't want to critique it too much, because I'm just starting out. I think there's 55 videos in this playlist. Basically, I'm hoping to pick up some additional tricks that I never learned before. And even just in the first couple, there were some parameter settings, you know, some display settings and things that I have not taken advantage of that I may take advantage of. And he did highlight something that has always been a problem for me, more of an annoyance than a problem, and you could tell that he had no fix for it either. So that was a little more reassuring. Working my way through those. I might have to find something similar for Blender when I get done with these.
Yeah, I started watching that Mango Jelly. He's really good. I've only gotten through, believe it or not, only one. But I would stop it and start it as he would explain something. I would go, because I had FreeCAD up and running at the same time, because I have 2 computers, I can do that. And, you know, he'd show something, and I'd go and click on it and say, okay, all right, that makes sense. And then he'd show something, and I'd go back and click on it. And, it's starting to come. I need to sit down and watch another one or two of those series.
Yeah, one thing that's nice is explaining when to use the, because I'm always a design workbench, part design rather than part, and when to use pad and when to use extrude. That was always kind of not very clear to me. I'm starting from the beginning and going through that. I had been more trial and error. Okay, this is working. That I'm just going to use this. But it explains why. So why it works after my trial and error. Yep.
Yeah, that's how I was approaching it too. I've used Inventor for a number of years. I was pretty good at it. You know, I got the drawings done in relatively quick, and I should be able to learn this. No, this is a different software package. Things are a little bit different, I'm learning, and it's coming along. I know that he said that FreeCAD or some other websites, that FreeCAD is mostly for like 3D printing, but I'm not. At this point, I'm just using it to visualize a couple of things that I'm working on. It just helps me get out so that when I go to do the work, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I can definitely see how it would be well embraced by the 3D printer community, the hobbyist community, and I think it's the price point. It's the, you know, paywall versus what you get. If you run a business, you're most likely not going to use FreeCAD because you'll be able to justify the cost of Inventor or SolidWorks. So you might push FreeCAD aside. But for the cost, it's perfect. It's perfect for somebody that doesn't want to pay these subscription prices for 3D modeling, and that's awesome. You know, the investment into machining equipment for metalwork, you know, that's much more than 3D printers. So it almost automatically pushes you up into a different category where you can maybe justify the cost of that software, or you still use it if you're good at it. And so long as it stays free, I'm going to continue using it because it keeps getting better. I've been using it for a few years, and even just in that short time, it's improved leaps and bounds. So speaking of software, have you played around with installing any other ham radio software packages?
I did try installing, I think it was RTL Angel, and I downloaded it, pressed install, and I didn't see anything. So I deleted all the files and tried it again, and so I must be missing something. I'll go back and look at it when I have some more time. Yesterday, I was quite busy. I was out at Lenny's early, spent most of the morning out there, came home, grabbed some lunch. My grandkids were off from school, so I decided to go down and play in the snow with them for the afternoon, and then came home, had dinner, and then I was beat. Snow, playing outside in the cold and playing in the snow definitely takes it out of you.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely hear that. It's a lot of work, and then you're out there having fun at the same time. Yeah, I think, definitely. Ross was saying his daughter was off of school yesterday, too. So maybe we'll say good morning, Ross, if you're out there. How did she enjoy her snow day yesterday?
Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. She enjoyed it a lot. Did a lot of watching cartoons in the morning while Megan slept. She likes doing that. She did some bracelets, made a few bracelets from what I hear. Had a Connect day, played with that Sand Connect. She got that. We very strict on keeping it that at the table. That stuff is not seen anywhere else. That stuff is, it's cool, but it's also very messy at the same time. But hot chocolate, you name it. She's living it up. I told her she might even have off today with the cold. I don't know. I don't know if they have school today or not. I didn't even look at my phone.
That whatever you said was messy. Are you talking that kinetic fan?
Yep, that's the stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing until one of Lynn's great nieces was asking for that every time we had seen her, and she was she was really getting into that as well. I didn't realize it was messy.
Oh yeah, if you go into Target, Walmart, Angels, it's packed full on the shelf, so it's very popular again, it seems like.
Well, that's cool. For the both of you guys, yesterday I went to sign off, and I came back, and everyone was gone, and it appeared that I had disconnected. I did figure out what was going on. I had set up my activity timer to disconnect after 4 hours. And what was happening, I looked back at my connection log, is every 4 hours, so 10, it was like 6:42, it kept disconnecting any nodes that I had connected and reconnected. I have to go back and revisit that because if like right now I'm keying up, it should be restarting the timer and after 4 hours of inactivity, it should disconnect. It just happened that I got bit by the alligator yesterday when that 4 hour clock ran out. So I'm going to have to revisit to see how that inactivity timer needs to be set up. But speaking of which, I might make this my final, and I'll say good morning, Brad, and we'll talk to you later, Ross. And I'll let you guys continue. I don't know if Jeff's out there, but yeah, stay warm, and we'll talk to you guys soon. KGPCV.
KG2NVM, good morning. I am here. Hasn't been a break, so I've been letting y'all be here, so I'm still halfway to work. Hope they'll be there on time.
KC2NVM, good morning. Drive carefully. I'm assuming the roads aren't in that bad a shape right now, but I did hear that there is some blowing and drifting in places. I don't know if you've come across that. And Ross, good morning. And I have heard of kinetic sand. Yes, my grandkids have been playing with that too.
Kinetic sand has been banned from our house. Anyone gives it to Zoe as a gift, it stays at their house. That was one of the things that is not allowed in our house for any reason whatsoever.
Is that because of the mess that it creates?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, it is very messy, but it stays at the table.
Yeah, I think that's where my daughter makes it stay in the kitchen at their island where the kids play. I think that's where it stays all the time. I haven't seen them. I've heard of it, and I saw something that they were doing with it, but I haven't watched a lot of it.
Oh, it's fun to play with, but we played with it at other houses and just never made it to ours. Glitter is another thing that's never been allowed in our house.
That I can understand. The kids have played with glitter a couple times and given us gifts, and lo and behold, it's all over the car, it's all over our house, it gets everywhere, yep.
The glitter looks like a strip club exploded in your house.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. Ross, do you keep the glitter monster at bay at your house?
You can try, but it doesn't really happen, especially when everything's glitter. It doesn't matter if it's just Juliet, the glitter for her makeup. I think some of the Kinect fan even has glitter in it. There's just glitter. Our house is like a glitter fantasy right now. You know, it's on her toys. Everything. So, even the vacuum cleaner doesn't even seem to get it sometimes. Between vacuuming and wiping up with a wet cloth, but you get most of it, but every once in a while it shows up. I'm surprised I don't have more of it on me in the morning.
I bet you if you look on some of your stuff at work, it's probably there.
Oh, yeah, I have a rock that she painted and it has glitter on it. Yep, you're right. It's on my desk at work, too.
Yeah, whoever invented glitter, they've created a monster for sure. It's everywhere.
Well, I just pulled into the parking lot, so I'm going to make this my final. I'll talk to anyone on the inside, and Brad, I'm not going to be at Tuesday tonight. Zoe has a wrestling match at Orchard Park. So we're going to be hanging out in Orchard Park, watching her kick some Orchard Park ass.
KC2NVM, have a great day. 73s, good luck to Zoe tonight, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Have a good night. KC2NVM clear.
So, Brad, were you able to dial into my note yesterday? Did you try it?
I did not. I don't know if you heard, I was down at my grandkids, playing in the snow with them, got home a little before 5, Had some, talked to Karen, we had some dinner, then we talked some more, and then I came downstairs to watch some TV for a few minutes and pretty much almost fell asleep, so I decided to go to bed. So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to do it today, but I did get a message from Echolink yesterday saying that I have a node number now.
Well, there you go. Now you can listen to whatever you want. Yeah, I guess you could do that. Echolink is, you hear me and Chad grumble about it, that it has its audio limits, but for the most part, it works pretty good.
So I guess what I would do is find that, you know, a repeater, like the one in Puget Sound, and then click on it, and then I should be able to press play and then listen to it. Is that how that works?
You should, well, almost like that. So you go into the list, find your repeater, so you tap on it, and then it asks you if you want to connect to it. You click yes or no. And you connect to it, and then it will, it does something similar that my node does, Alter node. It'll announce that you're connected. And sometimes, some of them, depends on who it is, it'll play a little message. Yeah, and then, yeah, you should be able to listen to it. And then you just be careful, at the bottom there's a transmit button. So if you hit that, you're going to be transmitting on whatever repeater you're connected to. So, yeah, you can play with that. That's fun as well.
Okay. Thanks for the update. Yeah, I may give this a try, but I'd like to try your repeater today. I think I'm going to be home most of the day, unless they cancel shooting tonight, which they did last week because of the weather. They may do that because of the wind chill tonight. I don't know. So yeah, that'll give me some things to play with today.
Yeah, I'll get the you can try doing that today. You got the time. Like I said, you can't screw it up. Don't worry about it. And I will have fun with it. The more you do it, the more you're going to get used to it. So looks like I got a long day today. I had to take my daughter to all the way up to Lockport yesterday. She doesn't have any vision problems. It's more or less just focusing on words. She does have glasses on. It's not really for, I don't know what it's for. I don't know if it's not really a vision correction. I think it's just to help her read. It's like green glasses, sort of. I guess it makes it focus more, just having the frames on her. But her eye doctor wanted to go up, take us to a specialist up in Lockport. So I had to drive all the way up there yesterday. It wasn't too bad. There for about an hour, and I looked some things. Oh, yeah, here, we'll, just keep doing what you're doing. So it was, I guess, just to make sure something else wasn't off with her, I guess. So yeah, that was my fun afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Just to make sure that everything is going right, and sometimes just having a second opinion, at least for me, it would give me a little more confidence that we're going in the right direction, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know it's hard to even find a good doctor nowadays. It's probably just like employees. You have to search around to find the good one, I guess. But, all right. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you, Brad. I'm going to go in today. I got my long day at work. Have fun playing with the note. If you don't get it, or even if you want to, one of these, like, sit down and keep trying it, and I'll just say if you got it or not, that's fine, too. So, KD2GDQ, KC2PET, 73. Have fun shooting if you go today, and I'll clear.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. You have a great day. Stay warm, and hopefully you can get caught up on your work a little bit. And we're clear for this channel.